Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a additional agenda item at 10:15, and it's meeting with County Treasurer, and we have a couple action items. So let's start into the report and go from there.
What would you like to start with?
11:15. My GSI was off.
I know. Almost didn't say anything.
So Treasurer, either, I guess you or Greg, whatever, however it works, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner, I'll kick this off. I sat down with Director Danner from HR because she's not available today. I know we've got Demi here from HR as well as the business partner. There's four positions that we've kind of gone through to evaluate for the Treasurer's office, because there's seven funded positions within the Treasurer's office, and that would be the elected official, the chief deputy, the banking and finance manager, and then four positions we're going to be changing potentially with your consideration. The first one, there is no fiscal impact on this change. It's job description and title changes, but there is a potential to have a little bit of savings. On the resolution, the first thing is changing one senior deputy treasurer down to a customer service specialist, and that's designed kind of a entry-level position before you become a senior customer service specialist in the treasurer's office. Then the second part is retitling three senior deputy treasurers to three senior customer service specialists in the treasurer's. And if you notice, the grade is the same on the three changes. Mm-hmm. There's one grade change from a grade 12 to 11 on the first change. Mm-hmm. And this really is to align the positions throughout the county for any customer service and public-facing mm-hmm. positions. And I believe Director Danner's looking at this at other offices, for example, like the assessor's office.
Okay.
So that really, in a nutshell, that's kind of really it is. So I guess Treasurer Waters, you can.
Yes, that was my understanding, talking with Director Danner, that just reclassifying, we're just changing job descriptions for now, so we can open our position, our underfilled position up.
Okay.
So Chairman,
yes.
We haven't hired, or you're going to hire, the customer service specialist. That's okay. All right, and everybody else, it falls under the senior customer service specialist. And you have quite tenured people in those.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay. And I appreciate the consistency that's being established across the county, in addition to the job descriptions that are being looked at by Director Danner. It's been needed to be done since I assumed office, so we're making headway on that, and I am in favor of what's being presented.
Okay.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I think it's very logical and well laid out for the public, and what our structure is and what we're attempting to do, including with the seven positions and what the position numbers are in the very back of the document. So. All right. Any other comments you want to make before we do the action items?
No, not on this one.
Okay. All right. So, we'll take it out of order. The last action item is what we're looking at now. So, the consideration of resolution to adopt changes to the job title of four positions in the Treasurer's Office, along with updating the job descriptions and PCN list. So, with that, I would entertain a motion.
Chairman.
Yes.
I move that the board adopts the job title of four positions in the treasurer's office. There's some changing here. So one is from a senior deputy treasurer, salary grade 12, two, one customer service specialist, salary grade 11, and three senior deputy treasurers, salary grade 12, to three senior customer service specialists, also grade 12, as presented.
All right.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. We have that done. So the next item would be a treasurer's report. So let's discuss that, and then we'll follow up with consideration of approving the tax dollar adjustments for February 2025.
Good morning, Commissioners. This report is just our January monthly report that is provided by the Auditor's Office and Balance and the Treasurer's Office. balances back to this report, and it's just our monthly report that you have in front of you today.
Okay. We might make note that on fund number 653, that's extremely low for them, but it is just a moment in time where the funds are going back and forth on the reimbursement, so that'll come up a little ways from where it's at. But the ambulance districts saw this and knew this a long time out, that they're in a collision course with a zero balance until something different changes. So.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a couple I guess one question. What is it about January that makes some of these like cities and schools pay out so much money?
In January, we distribute tax dollars from the December collection.
Oh, okay.
It's a late Christmas gift.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the distribution.
Okay.
Because if you paid it on or before the 21st, it's in our system and can be processed. And
any payments posted in December.
I mean December, yes.
Distributed in January.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
I appreciate the question. Thank you, Commissioner Brooks, because for some of those it makes it look like their ending balance is pretty low with the payouts. But
some of this is a pass-through, so
yeah,
that's the goal, is to get the ending balance low.
Yeah. I'm in favor.
So am I, and thank you for being having such a great report. It's straight, open, and forward. Thank you. There's no other conversation, I'd entertain a motion.
Well, that one's not an action item, Mr. Chairman.
It's not an action item. One of them is, believe me.
Tax dollar adjustments.
The dollar adjustments. As usual, Commissioner Brooks is correct.
Just keeping us in line.
Let the record show.
Yeah.
Again.
Broken clock is right twice a day, Mr. Chairman.
We can hope. Unless it's, it is, isn't it? All right, unless it's 24-hour clock. Okay, so moving right along, we want to look at the tax charge adjustments by Penn.
Yes, tax charge adjustments for February 2025. We have several in this last month. Most of them were either a casualty loss that we agreed to remove taxes, and several of them are very minimum, at $2. We inadvertently charged a drain fee on several state of Idaho properties.
Thou shall not.
that I think this is brought to our attention, so we're going to change how our specials are imported.
Oh, okay.
During when we're doing the tax deep or the tax process, tax write process.
Okay.
And then we had a few other ones that we had to do a special assessment on for 2 cents in order to get the occupancy roll to process correctly.
Oh gosh.
And Steve was involved in that one.
So Steve literally is worth his 2 cents?
Yeah.
This is good.
2 cents.
So we didn't want to leave the 2 cents on the account, so we chose to remove all those. And then the other ones are just the casualty loss, and we removed taxes per resolution for the Poly Farm of 25015.
We were just talking about that. Okay.
Yep.
That is basically what transpired last month.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'll make a generic statement, but people that qualify for tax exemptions have deadlines to submit their application for those exemptions. So it's just a pitch to get it on time. It is quite painful and cumbersome for both the applicant and the board if those are not filed in a timely way.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm in support of the tax charge adjustments by PIN for February 1 through 28, 2025. As presented by Treasurer Waters. And that would be a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Great. Is there anything else that we can help you with.
That is all for today.
Chairman, I do have a question.
Yes.
So on the additional information, the supporting documentation you have for tax year 2021, 2022, 2024, was there a 2023 that should have been included for that or no?
No, no adjustments were affected 2023 tax year.
Okay. That's my question.
The strange one, isn't it?
There you go.
All right.
Thank you for that.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
All right. If there is anything else,
I move we adjourn.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned till our next scheduled time. Thanks.